Well, the Dublin Horse Show gets underway at the RDS in Ballsbridge this morning. Over the next 5 days, around 110,000 visitors are expected to attend the event, which is the country's top show jumping competition. Our agriculture correspondent Angus Cox is at the RDS right now. Angus, it's early there now. Is there anything happening at the moment?
Oh, there certainly is, Cian. As you join me, the sun is shining, the crowds are already building, and the first event of this year's horse show, the Performance Irish Draft, is taking place in Ring 2 here at the RDS, and that's where I've positioned myself, right beside that. So if you hear any horse noises, any announcements, clapping or the like, that's what's going on. And this is the 150th edition of the Dublin Horse Show, and to mark the significant anniversary of what is Ireland's premier show jumping event, there is quite a lot planned. And we'll find out a little bit more about that shortly with Liam Kavanagh, who's with me, and he's chief executive of the RDS. But first, I had a wander around the venue a little earlier. I got a few words with some of those competing, exhibiting and observing.
My name's Tom, this is Annabelle.
Annabelle, so we're from England, so our first time at the Dublin Horse Show, and very, very excited. We have got a riding horse at home, and we've got a very good friend who's the ride judge for the riding horses, so we are really looking forward to it. But we are just absolutely standing here in awe at the whole setup. Your warm-up, the trees, the people, so, so friendly.
Liam Brennan, you're a busy man here today at the horse show. Tell me a bit about you're playing both sides of the field here.
Well, lucky enough, we have a stand here for the week, and we have a six-year-old competing in the six-year-olds this morning. So
I'm right outside your stand now, Brennan Agri Sales Limited. So the trade aspect of this show is quite an important and significant part of it all.
For sure. I mean, this is your big showpiece for the year for all equestrian activities across the board. So we try to meet old customers, existing customers, and maybe some new ones.
I'm Ali Keating. I'm from, living in County Kildare, and I've two horses jumping in the Dublin Horse Show this year.
And we're inside here in the stables. Captain here, your horse right beside you here. Look, you're both looking very calm, but you're going to be competing very shortly.
Yeah, well, just try to keep cool, calm and collected. He can hear my heartbeat, so if we can try keep that low, then we'll be happy. It's a big atmosphere here, so just trying to keep calm, trying to, not let the pressure get up too high is kind of key to it all.
A flavour of proceedings so far here at the horse show, and it mightn't have come across, but a bit of tension in the air among competitors and the audience. And Liam Kavanagh, chief executive of the RDS, you're here, and it's important to forget this is a competition first and foremost, isn't it?
Yes, it's a huge international competition first and foremost, but it's also a huge local competition. So pony clubs and riding clubs all around the country have been looking to qualify for the Dublin show over the last number of months. So it's a big occasion for them. There's a prize fund for the national competitions of about €500,000, a prize fund overall of about €1.5 million, and a prize fund for the Nations Cup on coming Friday of €250,000, and for the Rolex series on Sunday of €500,000.
Okay.
The Dublin show is part of the Rolex series, so we're up there with six other events, or five other events, plus Dublin. So it's really one of the biggest shows on the horse show calendar.
And as I say, this is the 150th anniversary, and quite a bit planned around that as well. Tell me a little bit about what's happening.
So we've a full series of events. We've a full show, even though we have the Anglesey stand being built behind us. So we have a 150 exhibition which celebrates all the 150 years of the show. I should say it's not the 150th year of the show, it's the 150th show. So we missed shows during World War I, World War II, and unfortunately because of COVID. So we've lots of events around the place. If you don't want to watch the horses, there's lots else going on. There's a huge trade stand exhibition, 250 trade stands, a lot of international people at that, a lot of hospitality, a great children's area for people to enjoy and celebrate and have a nice day out.
Okay, well, plenty going on, and so far the weather is playing ball, so hopefully over the next 5 days now it continues and the crowds, as I say, are building. So from Liam Kavanagh, Chief Executive of the RDS, and me here at Ring 2, where they're just getting underway, it's back to you in studio.
Angus Cox at the RDS, thank you. It's now 8:59.